All right. It's Medication. It's Medication. I'm Stefano DeVarga, podcast host of DeVarga. This episode will be talking about, once again, the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. That's my team. I've been I cannot believe this. I still cannot believe that we won this. It's been a big week. The Super Bowl championship parade in Philadelphia is going to be on Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it's for all you Eagles fans listening. That's when we know about that. Let's see what else. Latest NFL news. Josh McDaniels withdraws from Indianapolis Colts job and is staying in New England. So that was a big shocker. Like, earlier today it said he was going to the Colts. Now, then all of a sudden, nope, he's not. He's staying in the Patriots. And Panthers interim GM Herney is placed on paid leave because of misconduct allegations. That's another one. And Malcolm Butler denies ridiculous acts, and Tom Brady supports cornerback Malcolm Butler after he got benched for the Super Bowl, which is a huge mistake, obviously. And then Ryan Chazier stood during the Pittsburgh Penguins game tonight. Then the Philly special play, one where he caught the TD catch, was called on the sideline by Nick Foles. He told Doug Peterson that, and then Peterson's like, just do it. I mean, that was a ballsy play call, and you just went with it. So you got to respect that even more. It was the play that defined the Eagles' victory in New England in the Super Bowl 52. Nick Foles, who was a one-time backup and never was supposed to offer a legitimate challenge to Tom Brady and the five-time Super Bowl champions Patriots, he did a level of confidence and poise on one-trick play that just won him the game. Foles called up the Philly special reverse touchdown pass that basically just kept the Patriots from having an easy victory, and they were ultra-confident when he did it. And then Foles is the first quarterback in NFL history to throw and catch a TD pass in the Super Bowl thanks to scoring a one-yard catch from tight end Trey Burton. And it helped give the Eagles a 22-12 halftime lead in a game they went on to win 41-33. And it also showed how much confidence was oozing from Foles. Despite playing his first Super Bowl and spending most of the season as Carson Wentz's backup, he showed a lot of poise that was on par with anyone who's ever played the NFL's biggest game. And it was a gutsy call that underlines just how important he was to the Eagles' first Super Bowl win, which I agree with. I mean, that was a ballsy call. I loved it. Two thumbs way up. Super Bowl parade's coming up. Nick Foles is in Disney World. The Super Bowl trophy is in Philadelphia. I mean, it's been a big week. We haven't even had a parade yet. I mean, I still can't believe it. I still can't believe that we won that. I'm used to my team's losing so much, I'm not getting shocked that we won something. But yeah, it's been a pretty... I mean, I still can't get over the game, man. I was at my job, I hit the floor when we won the game. Big game for the Eagles. And it was just unreal. And then, like, everybody's wondering if they're going to trade Nick Foles, and... I mean... Seriously, it was just greatness. And then Kevin Hart apologized for trying to come up on the stage during the Super Bowl trophy, but his apology was just fantastic. But overall, good, great, great stuff. Peace out, we're on Kings of Accounts podcast. We're myself, we're on Techno. This is Kate, Princess Adriana, our producer Jared Sanchez, and Hampshire Records located in Las Vegas, Nevada. Peace out, peeps, have a good one. But we had a great night and a great week.